follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your life needs some figuring out? Well, let's figure it out together. Join your host, Tamaran, for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you live a more meaningful life in every aspect, from basic health to deep relationships and life direction. Now, here's your host, Tamaran.
Welcome to this fun-filled interactive hour with me, Tamaran. I would like to take a quick minute to tell my listeners today what I believe can empower you. I honestly believe that the core issues of our physical ailments are emotionally based. So in other words, if we can figure out the real emotion that you are experiencing in your life today, then you can find ways to deal with your emotions in a positive way and see how the physical part of your body is affected and watch for improvements. Of course, once you get started, there are many other factors that can also help your physical body through a cleaner diet, proper exercise, and lots of interesting healing modalities. Once clients start to understand their emotional body, the pattern that I tend to see is that people begin to feel better about themselves and they have a more positive outlook on their life. They feel inspired to learn more and to go deeper into their own bodies. They sometimes realize that their personal boundaries about themselves become stronger and therefore the dynamics of their relationships with other people are enhanced on a more open communicative level. Lastly, I see that people start to look for hobbies or jobs that have a deeper, more spiritual meaning for them. People then want to share what they have learned about themselves because they feel stronger and happier as each day goes by. Their whole life changes, and it is a beautiful experience for me to watch this. I love to work with people, and I love to see them grow. So that is the true purpose of my show, to teach my guests and my listeners to learn how to connect with their emotions, whether it is positive or negative, and learn how to listen to what your own body is telling you. I learned this about myself and it changed my life. I still have lots more to learn and want to encourage the same in others. This can also be a fun process. It doesn't have to be so serious. So once we understand the positive and the negative aspects to our emotions, we learn that we need both parts. I would like to encourage anyone listening today who has a health issue to call in and ask questions. The number is 1-866-472-5792, and that is a toll-free number, so it is no cost for you to call in. You can always email me, and if I see a pattern of physical problems, then I'd be willing to create a show around a specific health problem and help to provide some answers for you. So remember, my email address is Tamaron, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, at figureitoutlive.com. Or what you can also do is go to the host page here on voiceamerica.com, Health and Wellness Channel, and click the email host button. And when you do that, it doesn't actually go to the radio station. It actually comes directly into my email box, and I can answer your emails directly. So today I'm very excited. Again, I love to share some of my personal stories and what's happening in my life, because every time I seem to do that, I seem to get an overwhelming response from people who've been listening to the show and say, wow, that's exactly what's happening to me. So it's very cool when I hear that. And just to know that, you know, there's a lot of things happening in the world right now, and we are all moving together. It's not just individualized. And once people do realize that, it changes your life because you feel like you're more supported when you can connect with other people that are going through the same thing as you. And to be honest, in my own personal life, when I started doing work with other people in group formats, I found I was able to connect with people much easier because I didn't feel as alienated, just like I said before. So it really is good to connect. Even if you do hear something or you have a comment or something, you know, it's always great to get some feedback from the show. So today the topic is about decluttering. And I'm going to share some things that have been happening to me. Very wild what's been going on. And hopefully we'll get some people calling in and sharing some of their stories today too. And when you actually declutter, it's a very spiritual process. What happens? When you find that you've moved things, gotten rid of things, take away things that no longer serve you, you're finding that you tend to be more focused, you know, more opportunities start arising because you're moving forward a lot quicker when you can do something like this. So I want to teach people to be really aware of what goes on when you do some form of a decluttering, whether that's in your house or in your office or whether it's in an area where, say, you tend to be doing a lot of writing or thinking or where you focus on making money or things to do that are very close to you, like maybe something in your home or the room that you always sit in your home, whether that's always in the kitchen, which in my case, that's my favorite room to have people in when people come to my house. I love to feed people. I love to see their response when they eat my food or if I'm trying to make new recipes, whether it's for the store or it's my own personal life. So I love to socialize with people in my kitchen. And I've tended to have lots of kitchen parties. So if my kitchen is not organized and clean, I literally feel like I can't even think straight. And so, you know, that's very important to me. And it doesn't take much for it to look cluttered. I have a very big kitchen, actually, because I love to be in it. So I'm just trying to teach you guys to pay attention to stuff like this and how it can really help you so that you can stay focused. And when you're more focused, again, you'll sleep better. You'll have better concentration. You'll be able to focus on your personal goals and maybe some of the goals that are happening in your work life also. So it's a great way of adding more abundance into your life. So it's a really cool way of doing things, and people don't realize how we can do this effectively. So what I'm going to do on the show today is I'm going to start off again by sharing an email that I get from this company. It comes into an email box that came in actually today. I can't believe it. And it's from a company called Daily Om. And it says, the effect of not doing when we don't take action. And this article was actually written by a lady by the name of Madison Taylor. And she wrote here, our actions shape our lives, but what we don't take action on can be just as powerful. Life is sculpted on a moment-to-moment basis. Every one of the thoughts we think, the words we speak, and the actions we take contributes to the complex quality and character of the universe's unfolding. It simply is not possible to be alive without making an impact on the world that surrounds us. Every action taken affects the whole as greatly as every action not taken. And when it comes to making the world a better place, what we choose not to do can be just as important as what we choose to do. For example, when we neglect to recycle, speak up, vote, or help somebody in immediate need, we are denying ourselves the opportunity to be an agent for positive change. Instead, we are enabling a particular course to continue unchallenged, picking up speed even as it goes along. By holding the belief that our actions don't make much of a difference, we may find that we often tend to forgo opportunities for involvement. Alternatively, if we see ourselves as important participants in an ever-evolving world, we may feel more inspired to contribute our unique perspective and gifts to a situation. It is wise to be somewhat selective about how and where we are using our energy in order to keep ourselves from becoming scattered. Not every cause or action is appropriate for every person. So when a situation catches our attention, however, and it speaks to our heart, it is important that we honor our impulses to help and take the action that feels right for us. It may be offering a kind word to a friend, giving resources to people in need, or just taking responsibility for our own behavior. By doing what we can, when we can, we add positive energy to our world, and sometimes it may be our own contribution that makes all the difference. So, again, I got that from Daily Om. It comes into my email box. I get a little quote every day, and when I saw that this morning, I thought, how perfect is that to be talking about decluttering? So there's going to be different components of decluttering I'm going to actually talk about. Sometimes we have so much, like we're trying to take on too many things, or talking about just in that little excerpt that I read there, you know, offering people, offering help, that kind of thing. But we have to really pay attention to do things, what matters the most to us, and actually in priority. So instead of having 50 things that we need to spend our time on and maybe feeling scattered, by decluttering and going through some of the things that are more important for you can actually feel like you're focused. And I say this a lot of times to people who I work with in one-on-one consultations. A lot of people seem to think that we're here to help others and we're here to serve. And I totally agree with that. You know, we can't allow things to come into our life. I honestly believe that we need to serve. In other words, we need to give in order to receive. That is the rule of karma. You give and then you receive. But when we give too much of ourselves, it's actually taking away a lot of our energy and it zaps us. So pick and choose what it is that you want to spend your time and energy on, and focus on maybe just one or two aspects of your life where you feel you can make a difference. You don't have to join every community organization or whatever. Do what rings true to your own heart. Okay, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit more specifically. So what I'm going to do is I am going to share something from a website which I thought was so appropriate today. And it's called How to Overcome Project Paralysis with what this lady calls a clean sweep day. And she actually has a company where she teaches people how to prioritize things, but she talks a little bit about the emotional stuff. So when I finish quoting what she does, and I think I'm going to do this after the break, is I'm going to refer to some of the workshops and some of the retreats that we're going to be offering, because when people actually understand this area of unfinished business in our lives, I'm telling you, it will catapult your life forward. And a lot of people are sort of sitting on the fence right now. I'm seeing it. It's really, really common, and people aren't really ready to take that plunge. So we're going to give you some tips you can use by just decluttering some of the energy, like I said, in your house or in your workplace to help you move this. And you'll be shocked at how well you're going to feel emotionally when you do this. So what I'm going to actually do is I'm going to take a quick break right now, and I want to make sure that I'm able to go through this without any disconnect. So I just want to remind you all to stay tuned. I will be right back. My name is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Step up to the microphone. View the finalists right now on VoiceAmericaKids.tv. America's next great star is waiting to be discovered. Step Up to the Microphone is an exclusive presentation for VoiceAmerica.tv, where you can see and hear America's next top child star. The program is hosted by Voice America's own Cassie Frazier, and new episodes will be available every week exclusively at VoiceAmericaKids.tv. You can say you saw them at the beginning of their superstar career. Tune in to VoiceAmericaKids.tv.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron@figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome. You're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Today I'm talking about decluttering and how it can actually add more light, more abundance, and sometimes more love back into your life by actually just getting rid of all that junk that's in your house or maybe your office. So I just want to remind everybody as well, if you do want to call in, if you have any questions or comments, please use the toll-free line because it's no cost to you, and that's 1-866-472-5792. Also, if you ever have any questions or comments about the show or maybe some topic ideas, give me a shout at Tamron, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, at figureitoutlive.com. And just want to remind you guys as well, as of last week, I actually got a new YouTube channel up and running. Yay, thanks to my oldest son. And basically what I'm going to try to do is every week or maybe every second week, just do a quick YouTube video on what we're going to be doing on the show. And I can talk about it in a little bit more detail about maybe some of the things that I'm seeing with some of the clients or maybe what's actually happening in my own personal life as well. So you've got to check that out. It's called Let's Figure It Out Live by Tamron K. So remember to check that on YouTube. So I've got a few little videos up already. I've got one talking about my 28-day Elixir of Life program, which I talk a lot about on this show, and also about what my Elixir of Life remedies are all about. A lot of people have questions about my remedies. They're very amazing. They do work on your emotional body. They're very safe, very effective. They can be used with anything else, whether it's food, whether you are on medication, whether you're using homeopathy, it really doesn't matter. They won't be affected. They are a water-based remedy. So basically, it's just water that's been enhanced, and it works on your emotional body. And we put a very, very minute amount of vodka in it just to actually keep the water from obtaining any bacteria, and then you actually dilute it. I show you that in the video how to use it. So you dilute it down into another glass of liquid, preferably water, and you'd be shocked at how fast you can calm down by using this remedy. So you can actually listen to a show that I did in May, I believe it was on May 3rd, when I did have a guest call in and we talked very specifically about the Elixir of Life program and that specific elixir and what it did for her. So it really helps people to calm down who are suffering from stress or anxiety or going through some big changes in your life. And again, if you feel connected with me, I'm always willing to offer private consultations over the phone. We do that here in person in Bellefontaine, Ontario. But we can do consultations, and we'll talk about a price depending on where it is that you live, and we can work something out. So again, you can always email me about that, and listen up till the end of the show because we get great response about people wanting to be in my Elixir of Life 28-day program, which I talked about earlier. And if you listen up till the end of the show, I'm going to teach you how you can win to actually be in that program where you stay connected with me for 28 days, and that is a value of $1,400 Canadian. So I like it when you guys call in and you let me know that you want to try and win to be in that. So I'm going to teach you exactly what it is you need to do. So always listen up to the end of my show every time I'm on here. And you have an opportunity to be in that every month. So you can listen up and try to win every single month. Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to refer to this article like I talked about before the break. This was taken from a website called lifeorganizers.com. I thought this information was straight to the point. So really good information on here. And it says how to overcome project paralysis with what she calls a clean sweep day. So this makes it a lot of fun. Clutter, to do, bills, half-completed ideas. Our lives are filled with unfinished stuff. And the sinking feeling that accompanies it all. Hold a clean sweep day to put the finishing touches on otherwise unfinished work. Do you ever get that sinking feeling that creeps up on you in the middle of the day? That feeling of overwhelm, or maybe it's anxiety that you have so much on your plate and you just don't know what to do next? A couple of weeks ago, this lady said her clients mentioned that he had a desk full of papers, but he couldn't slow down to clean them up. And he realized it was kind of like the feeling that this woman who wrote the article, she was having about technology. So she says, I had recently invested in a new computer, which in theory is awesome. But now I had spent over 15 hours between transferring files, loading new programs, and trying to get all of my fancy systems to work. To top it all off, I've got this fancy pocket PC phone that I can never seem to get working properly, and a full-time affair with their technical support team is blossoming. Clutter comes in forms of all kinds. On a call today, one of her clients mentioned the clutter from her friends who always need her advice and ask for crazy favors. This clutter was literally causing her to feel overwhelmed and stressed simply because of the emotional boundaries that are being pushed. And when we feel distracted by this type of clutter, we are 30 to 50% less effective on what matters most, completing our goals and making money. I've personally noticed that clutter in more than one area of my house can take her down faster than a nasty strain of a bird flu. That's where a clean sweep day comes to the rescue. Clean sweep day is based on a coaching tool that she received when she was in her coach training program. It's a great little assessment that points out the areas in which you may be causing clutter in your life with an incomplete task, energy drains, and the overwhelming shoulds. A clean sweep day is when you block out a day, or even 4 hours, where you can have absolutely no commitments or distractions, and you power through all the projects, incomplete tasks, and nagging to-dos that are preventing you from performing at 100%. Back to my technology breakdown, of course, being a coach, she recognized the early warning signs of an overwhelmed meltdown and decided to face the challenge head on. So she scheduled an entire week to being a clean sleep week. Yes, had clients and meetings, but she scheduled 3 big blocks of time in her calendar. She got out her trusty to-do list, prioritized everything that had to get done, and she powered through it. The most exciting part of all wasn't that she got so much done. It was how much better she felt at the end of the week. She said she felt like a superstar. Her mind was clear and she had so much energy and her mood was 10 times better. By simply getting things wrapped up, it created more energy to get the bigger tasks done. Now, it's your turn. For the people listening on your show, what she says to do to have a clean sweep challenge day. These are some of the things she talks about, and she wants you to look for things like this. Paper, filing or stuff clutter in your office. Projects or deliverables that you remember in the middle of the night. Half-completed ideas that you ruminate about. Emails, phone calls, or letters that you've been putting off. Bills or situations that you need to spend time resolving. Family, friends, or business situations that need a discussion to clear something up. Technology challenges that cause you from being able to work properly. Broken items that bother you when you notice them. Then make a list of everything that needs to be addressed and prioritize it. She recommends prioritizing based on what is most critical within the next 90 days. So then she says, just start scheduling your clean sweep day. You start powering through, and the trick is to stay focused and not answer the phone or get sidetracked with emails. You can even tell everyone in your life what you're doing, and I'll bet they'll want to join you for your clean sweep day too. She says, now here's the best part. Imagine it's the end of your clean sweep day. You have powered through a mountain of projects and you feel like $1 million. Just see yourself sitting at your desk, smiling, knowing that everything you accomplished has helped you clear space for more money, more focus, and more time to do what's important. You feel excited and energized and ready to take on your bigger game of success. So again, that was a great little article, very straight to the point. Check it out. I found that on lifeorganizers.com. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to just a couple of things that this woman actually wrote in this little article, and I'm going to talk about some of the personal things that actually happened to me. She says here, look for things like paper, filing, or stuff clutter in your office. Well, I am a great example of that. I'm one of these people that I believe I'm an idea person. So I always have lots of ideas. I write things down on little pads of paper. I have pads of paper in my car. I have one in my purse. I don't know how many I have in my office. Sometimes I work in the retail part of my business where I'm working on the downstairs floor because my office is upstairs. I have notes downstairs. I put notes on other people's desks. And then every once in a while, I go and I clean up all my notes and I get out of their face. Okay. So when I read that one, I thought I can absolutely relate to that. So what I did was I literally decided 2 weeks ago, I'm going to start prioritizing and decluttering because I know it's the busy season coming up in my retail store here in Belle Fountain. So we're going to be doing lots of changes, offering some workshops, some retreats, that kind of stuff. But it's also our busy season. And I started to panic and I was actually getting some anxiety myself. Had to take a remedy, of course, an emotional remedy to calm myself down. But what I realized was that I had to prioritize everything and I had to start putting it into piles. So what I did was I created three basic piles. This is how I started to prioritize. I took ideas, notes, papers, whatever it was for my business. I took the same concept for my personal life, where there was things from my personal home or anything to do with my kids or my family. And then I had another pile for my cottage. So I have this place that I like to run to when I need that downtime myself. And I have lots of notes and things that I want to do there and little projects, of course, that I have on the go. So I categorized everything into three piles. What I realized, it took me an entire day just to go through the notes and the pieces of papers just for the three categories. I didn't even go through all the stuff first. And I realized how big those piles were and how many things that I'm always trying to do and why I'm trying to, you know, stay focused on one thing, then I move to something else. And I realized that a lot of the notes, actually then the next step, when I was going through my notes of each pile, that I had made the same notes over and over and over about the same ideas or the things that I wanted to do in the different areas of my life. And I thought, wow, here I am thinking that I'm going to forget this or it's a great idea, something I want to do. And I write it down because I think I'm actually going to forget. And the truth was, I wasn't actually forgetting. I was very focused about the some things that I wanted to do. So A, the learning curve for me was just write it down once, stay focused, keep it in the certain piles, don't stray, don't have notes all over the place, and just write it down, prioritize it and when I'm going to get to it and how I'm going to deal with it. So that was a huge learning curve for me. I just couldn't believe how many times I had written down the same thing. Like, I kid you not, I must have wrote one thing down like 15, 20 times, and I literally wrote it in the same sense. Going to do this to do that to accomplish that, and this will give me whatever. It was just unbelievable. So I literally thought that was so funny, and I didn't even know I was doing it. Half-completed ideas. Oh my God, I totally related to that one too. I write something down, just like I said, in my project, but I never get around to doing it. So is it really a priority or is it just like wishful thinking? You know, and again, with somebody like me who's got a lot of things on the go, different projects, different properties, I have to learn how to start delegating some of those ideas so that I'll have less strength and anxiety in my life. So again, very, very important for me to pay attention to that. Bills or situations that needed resolving. Oh yeah, That is huge for me, and I know it's huge for other people as well. I've learned just by taking other business programs and things like that when it talks about money. I have the personality of the person. If I see something that I don't want to deal with, I have the tendency to ignore it. It's like if I just ignore it, it'll go away. But the truth is, it doesn't actually go away. It gets worse. So I had to decide to sit down, take on all these challenges, and start going through some of these bills and things and just start plugging away so I could be more focused and understanding where my money was going to. And when I could see how much money that I needed to actually use to pay the bills, I was more focused on how I could earn the money or ways I could bring in more ideas to actually do that, to follow through on that. So it was very, very cool how that actually worked. The technology one, again, that's absolutely awesome. You know, there are so many things. I'm not a technology person, but I personally find that there are certain things that I want to move forward in my business, and it's technology that's holding me up. So if I can't figure out how to do it, and if I'm wasting too much time trying to figure out how to do it, again, I need to find someone who can do that for me, delegate that, or maybe barter some of my time with somebody else so that I can create another way of bringing in income or money into my business. Okay, so I don't know about anybody, you guys. Maybe somebody will call in, share some of their own stories about decluttering and maybe some of the things that they've done, and we'll see what's happening with some other people. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break, and when I get back, I've got some great tips to share with you guys. So I just want to remind you, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
There are a lot of health questions that your doctor doesn't always seem to have the time to answer. Every week, you can have these questions answered and find out a lot more about how to improve your health on Getting Real About Nutrition with Lisa DeFazio. You'll talk to Lisa and her guest experts about diets, meal planning, healthy food ideas, and medical issues. We'll also talk about foods to avoid, allergies, and supplements you should or shouldn't be taking. Listen every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Tamron, and this is Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So today I'm talking about decluttering and how when you start cleaning things up in your house, getting rid of broken things, whether it's either your house or your office, how it actually starts to change the energy in your house and changes the energy and starts to bring in new things into your life. It's a very, very powerful thing. And actually, just before the commercial break, we found out there is someone who actually called in to talk about some decluttering and some of the things that happen in her life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just share a quick quote, and then we're going to bring this lady on because I think she's got an interesting story for us. So can't wait to chat with her. So I just want to share this quote with Mother Teresa. It says, "The more you have, the more you are occupied. The less you have, the more free you are. So I just thought that was beautiful. It really does ring true to what decluttering is all about. When you're able to let go of things, it creates the sense of freedom in our mind. So Cheryl, you called in. Thank you so much for doing that today. What did you think of that quote that I just shared?
Actually, I was thinking about when I'm actually in my trailer and that's all I have is just what's around me. I just love how less is more.
Yeah, and it is true. You know, the simpler our lives are, we feel more fulfilled.
Yes.
Yeah. So decluttering is very spiritual in a sense.
Absolutely. For me, it was life changing this year because I had like a basement full of stuff from my mom. Because she had to be moved into a home and she came from a large home, so like a retirement home. And then kids came back from university and all this stuff was happening all at once. And I felt, you know, inundated with and debilitated with everything that was happening to the point where I actually couldn't do anything.
Yeah, I believe that because it's just overwhelming to just sit there and look at it all and like, what are you going to do with it? It wasn't even your stuff.
No, it wasn't my stuff. And I sort of grappled with, you know, should I be saving some of this because, you know, it had sentimental value and all kinds of things that it was like a process that I had to go through to let go of it.
Yeah.
And, it was enormously relieving and freeing.
Yeah.
To be able to just be okay with letting go of some of the stuff that I had.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, just like I talked about earlier before the break, sometimes in life when we feel overwhelmed that there's just too many tasks ahead of us, sometimes the healthiest thing to do is just to decide to get help.
Absolutely. And that's what I did. I was lucky enough to have a friend who knew someone who actually did this for a living.
Oh, really?
And she has been worth every penny. And it's been, you know, probably in total maybe 2 weeks of, you know, arduous work.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been all at once. It's been kind of, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
And I think that was key as well for me was that I wasn't at first, in fact, it was interesting physiologically when we went down in the basement. I had, you know, labored kind of breathing and felt heavy and, shallow breathing and anxiety. I was actually suffering from anxiety going down there, not knowing where to start.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah. And did you find that just having somebody else helping you do it, you didn't seem as emotionally attached to everything? I mean, it wasn't even your stuff to begin with. But still, you know, there's questions, like you said, you know, should I throw it out? Should I didn't or keep it? But, you know, the process of hearing the way she does it, could you share with our listeners what that was like?
Yeah, that was really healthy for me because she obviously had a method and, knowing that some of the items were going to charity really helped me part with a lot of things. And as we went along, it actually got easier and easier and the decisions to let things go were much quicker.
Yeah.
And that was kind of an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So when you actually got, like, felt like you got to like an area in the light in your house there where you were actually breaking through, like, you know, it goes little by little. And then all of a sudden you feel like, wow, we've made a difference. Even though it's a little bit more down the road, you know, you see you've made like a major change. Do you think something personally happened in your life when you actually got to that breakthrough? Like, were there things happening? Were things in your life changing, or attitudes towards things in the household? Were things like that changing as well?
For sure. What was interesting to me was that as I was going through each section, it made other things so obvious to deal with. So, for example, my son is a bit of a hoarder, and so it gave light to everything that he had, and he himself, you know, got rid of a lot of stuff as well.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, an interesting kind of exercise that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I can relate to that too. It's funny you say hoarding. I actually found another website too, and it was called thehoard.ca, and they talked about the 10 most common things that people hoarded. You know what number one is? Newspapers.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, and I don't buy newspapers, but do I buy magazines? Well, I don't buy magazines. I pick up free magazines, you know, because there's certain things that, you know, whatever. But I feel like I'm reading the same articles over and over and over, just like I was making the same notes over and over and over. And it was just like, wow, it was just unbelievable when I started going through stuff. And it was just like, I know it. It's in my head. Why am I worried about it? Number two was things that people use in everyday life that never get put away.
Mm.
That's interesting too, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just by clearing the space and putting things away. I noticed that in my kitchen. Like, there are certain appliances that I use every day. I use my blender, you know, I have my coffee maker, I have blah, blah, blah. But if everything's washed and put away or tucked in, it feels better to walk into my kitchen.
Yes.
You
yeah,
know?
And we've actually, interestingly enough, we're in the midst of selling our house, so we've gotten to a point now where we're editing so much for staging, which
yeah.
is another interesting exercise in itself, and I love taking care of my house now.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot to do.
Yeah, I know. And that's another thing. I have cleaning ladies, and they don't come very often now because, I mean, I have less people in my house and whatever. And I remember years ago, they used to come every week. But, you know, my house was very busy back then. My kids were young. I was still married. There was constant clients, constant people coming through my house. And the cleaning ladies made a comment to me one day, and they said, you know, if you had less stuff, meaning like less knickknacks on your shelves everywhere in your house, we would be cleaning your house in half the time.
Yeah.
And it was so true. It was like, yeah, because basically they're just dusting stuff that just sits there. And but for me, it had an emotional attachment to it.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, being a mom and having kids and, you know, collecting all the little things my kids made me and all the little treasures.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I had to start getting rid of that stuff. And it was very empowering to know, you know what? I have the memories. I don't need this stuff.
Exactly.
The memories are in my heart. It's all going to be okay.
Yes. Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's very spiritual. So, Cheryl, we're going to go to a break in about 2 more minutes. Is there anything else or anything you want to share with our listeners about how that empowered you?
It just made me realize that, you know, to really take the time every day to just like you said, put things away, and it really does make your life easier.
Yeah, and prioritize the stuff that you maybe want to get rid of, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I had to do too. Yeah, don't need it. Okay, Cheryl, thank you for being so brave and sharing that story with us. I love it when people actually call in. And I know, I personally know you've actually been on my show once before, but I like it when people read my messages on Facebook and stuff, and I ask people to call in, and people say, yes, I'm going to call in today.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks again.
Okay, take care.
Okay.
Bye.
So, thanks, Cheryl. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, I've got a little bit of time here just before the last break. I just want to remind people that when you have unfinished stuff, I want you to look at that emotional component in your life because, again, you know, I really stress the emotional work. And unfinished stuff in your life really is about, you know, working through some of the unfinished things that have happened in your life with other people as well. And, you know, learning to forgive, I've talked about this a couple of times on my show, learning to forgive people can actually add more light. It can open you up to new opportunities in your life as well and abundance. So if you ever want to listen to a really good show about forgiveness, go back to my show on July the 5th about overcoming betrayal. We did get an overwhelming response about that show. So I like it when other people go back and listen. So what I'm going to do now is take a quick break and just remind you, this is Tamron and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brower and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So today we had someone call in, Lady Cheryl. She's been on my show before. She saw my ad on Facebook to call in today. We're talking about decluttering. So again, I want to thank her for calling in. You know, she shared some personal stuff about what happened in her life as well, and I've been sharing some personal things today too. Decluttering is very, very powerful. Everything we do in life is about energy. And you know, when you learn how to move energy and how to use things very specifically in your house or in your workspace, it's fascinating to learn how you can make huge leaps and bounds in your life. And what I want to do as well is share another quote, actually by Albert Einstein. And it says here, the three rules of work: out of clutter, find simplicity. From discord, find harmony. And in the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. And wow, when I saw that quote, I thought that rings so true for me. You know, for me in this stage of my life, I've been going through a lot of things and making a lot of changes. And as I've been doing this in the last couple of weeks, deciding what I'm going to get rid of, seeing, you know, the things, the patterns of things I'm doing, I'm also realizing that I really the type of person who takes on a little bit too much at times, and I need to prioritize and find more simple things in my life. And every time I do this, I feel so content with just the simple things in my life. And that's exactly what Cheryl shared with us as well. It's very, you know, the simple things. It's, you know, when we can just take time to relax because we're not so busy being overwhelmed by all the other things that are happening in our life. So, yeah, I just love that. And what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about this other thing that I found on the internet. And there were some good questions on here. And it was called the Happy Homemaker 88.com. And what they did is they posted some questions and they talked a little bit about feng shui. And I just want to share that with some of the listeners today. It says here, whenever she felt low in energy, sluggish, or things just didn't seem to go well in her life, she'd force herself to declutter and clean some parts of her home. Initially, this decluttering job may seem redundant and meaningless, but knowing the many benefits that decluttering could bring her, she would just grab the bull by its horns and start doing it. She wrote, "It never fails to amaze me that as soon as a few minutes into my decluttering job, my mind would feel lighter. I feel happier, and most importantly, there was a burst of energy, sort of like a burst of sunshine in my life." When some of you may be thinking I'm just talking nonsense, but in reality, a decluttering job, it is what it seems. What it entails is the important aspects for removing clutter in our homes is akin to moving old, stagnant energies into those spaces that we are clearing and tidying, thus allowing fresh new energy or chi to come in. To make things easier to understand and what decluttering can do for your life, she's sharing some of these questions, and she got permission from a Master Atan, who was a Feng Shui master, to answer some of these questions. So just for some of you listening, Feng Shui, the actual definition, is the practice of positioning objects based on a belief of patterns, which help to can create the flow of energy, whether it's in your house or your office. But clutter is one of the major causes for many who are suffering in life. And during years of her spiritual work, sometime just by asking patients to clear their clutter healed them automatically. Since clutter has a major negative effect on her life, she put together these questions. And I want to share some of these with you guys. What is clutter? Clutter is the things you no more love, need, unfinished, and has fear of departing it. How many types of clutter are there? Well, there are many types of clutter, just to name a few, like physical, emotional, and mental clutter. Where can you find the physical clutter? Well, physical clutter can be found in kitchens, closets, bedrooms, storage areas, bathrooms, and so on. Anywhere where you can store something in your home. How do you know when your clutter is out of control? You break out into a cold sweat the last time somebody dropped by unexpectedly. It takes you a longer time to find something, or you feel tired and lethargic, or you feel lost and fear without even knowing why. Can you explain how clutter can weaken us? Well, we as human beings, we are connected to most of the things we own by an invisible energy thread. Clutter energy thread will zap your energy and drag you down. And the longer you keep it, the thread becomes thicker and the more it will affect you. What would you recommend to stop clutter? Stop impulse buying and don't keep on buying things or bring things into your house. Stop and think about it and ask yourself this: do I really need it? And do I have an empty space to keep this? Does clearing clutter help my house with the feng shui? Yes, clutter causes energy to stagnate, and it's very difficult to apply feng shui if the energy can't flow easily. How about my divine statues? Little thing, figurines that we keep. Clean it with your water and donate it to the temples or holy houses or whatever the spiritual thing you belong in. We don't need a whole house full of things like this. And for me, I keep all kinds of things that I find in nature. So I think maybe I could narrow that down to just a few more things. Okay. So I can't find the energy to start clearing the clutter. This is because the clutter you had is eating your energy, and you will get stronger as you dispose of your clutter. And if you have too much clutter, what can you do? Don't give up. All this clutter did not come into your house in one day, and people don't expect you to clear it in one day. It takes time, but there are big rewards for this extra effort. You will have more time and eat home and less stress and better feng shui. What do you recommend for mental clutter? Write down all of your questions on different pieces of paper and burn them. Stay away from negative people. They are like poison and can eat into your emotional energy. What can you recommend for emotional clutter? Go to a temple or a holy house or sit silently in your home. In other words, meditate. Forgive those who have hurt you and ask for forgiveness for those people you have hurt. So hopefully those are some tips that you guys can use. Again, you can always listen to my show. If you're not listening live, you can come back or tell your friends to come back and listen to the show because they're all recorded on here. I just want to remind everybody, we're getting lots of great feedback. So what we're now starting to do is we're offering full day workshops here. We're doing our first workshop, and her name is Kathleen Hannigan, and she's actually going to come out and facilitate. She's going to work very specifically with women. So if today's show actually resonated with you, she's going to teach us some cool tips on how we can really step into our power and move forward in our life. She's going to be on my show on September the 13th. You can check out her website, KathleenHannigan.com. The name of our actual retreat we're going to do is going to be called Merge Your Desire with Your Destiny. So we want you to create the juicy, joyful, and prosperous life that you were born to live. So we're going to be doing that here in Erin, Ontario, which is about an hour north of Toronto. And we're going to have a guest there as well. I'm going to be hosting it. Nancy, she was on my program on August the 16th. She's an amazing nutritionist, holistic nutritionist. Remember to check out her website, healthlady.com. She shared some wonderful detox tips with us on August the 16th. So that's going to be happening as well. You can always connect with me if you want to have personal one-on-one consultations. Remember to contact me at tamaron@figureitoutlive.com. So we're pretty much going to close the show, and I want to ask you, did you learn anything by listening today? Are you understanding your body from a different perspective? Does this make more sense to you? Did we empower you, and would you like to learn more? If so, then I want to hear from you because I have an amazing free gift that I'm willing to give out to one lucky person every month. But you have to click on the email host button on my host page with Voice America. Let's figure it out. You must send me an email through this site, and I will collect all the names from your emails and place them in a big lucky bowl. I want to know what you learned about yourself after the specific topic that we discussed. You have to explain the theme of the show and what was your aha or your takeaway moment. Be specific, and everyone who enters has a chance every month to win to be in my signature program called the Elixir of Life. It is a 28-day personal transformation program where you're connected with me through weekly support calls, free nutrition tips, loads of simple yet delicious recipes, a free journal, and my signature remedy called the Elixir of Life, which helps to reduce anxiety and keeps you very grounded. It is a value of $1,400 Canadian. So if you want to know more or connect with me personally, do it now because this is your chance, and I'm very excited to be offering this because it is my way of giving back.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out. Please join Tamaron again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's figure it out together again.